We begin today in the United States, where President Donald Trump has officially launched his campaign for a second term. At a mass event in Florida, he hit out at his perceived enemies and repeated his claim that he's making America great again. President Trump also criticised the Mueller inquiry into Russian interference in the 2016 election, and he took aim at one of his favourite targets, journalists. Connie Agius has our report.
Inside a sporting arena filled with thousands of screaming supporters, dressed in a striking canary yellow jumpsuit, the First Lady, Melania Trump, was the first to speak.
It has been my honour to serve as First Lady of this incredible country for the past 2 years. And I'm excited to do it for 6 more.
She quickly introduced her husband.
The President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Fired up, Donald Trump told the crowd that the United States was in good shape because of his leadership.
Our country is now thriving, prospering, and booming. And frankly, it's soaring to incredible new heights. Our economy is the envy of the world, perhaps the greatest economy we've had in the history of our country.
Boasting he'd come good on his promise to drain the swamp in Washington.
This was our chance to reclaim our government from a permanent political class that enriched itself at your expense. As I said, on a wonderful, beautiful day at my inauguration, we did not merely transfer power from one party to another, but we transferred power back to you, the proud citizens of the United States of America.
It was a message that appeared to resonate with those in the audience. The president used the rally to take aim at his enemies, both real and perceived. Not surprisingly, the Mueller investigation into allegations of collusion with Russia during his last election campaign was labelled as a witch hunt.
The only collusion was committed by the Democrats, the fake news media and their operatives, and the people who funded the phony dossier, crooked Hillary Clinton and the DNC. It was all an illegal attempt to overturn the results of the election, spy on our campaign, which is what they did, and subvert our democracy. Remember the insurance policy, just in case Hillary Clinton lost. Remember the insurance policy.
Russia also came up later in his speech.
Nobody's been tougher on Russia than Donald Trump. Nobody.
His tone has changed little during the course of his presidency. Few olive branches were on display, and he signalled journalists for a special mention.
You know, I said, this is a very big arena for a Tuesday night. I said, you know, if we have about 3 or 4 empty seats, the fake news will say headlines. He didn't fill up the arena, you know.
Vice President Mike Pence later took the stage encouraging people to vote for Donald Trump.
But to keep America great, we have to re-elect a president who's been fighting for you every day. We've done so much, but there's much more to do. That's why we need 4 more years of President Donald Trump in the White House.
But while Donald Trump is focused on winning a second term as president, he's got some pressing issues to deal with right now, including concerns tensions with Iran could escalate into war.
Connie Agius reporting.